We take the decision out of collision.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, let's send things to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineups.
Here are your starting lineups. First for the Redbirds of Metamora High School, a 5'7 senior number 4, Anna Galandri. A 5'5 junior number 21, Jolie Zwick. A 5'8 senior number 22, Elise Nauman. A 5'5 junior number 23, Erica Phillips. And a 5'11 junior number 24, Kyler Semp. Redbirds coached by Mr. Steve Gorell. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 junior number 3, Allison Mangieri. A 5'6 senior number 12, Paige Klink. A 5'3 junior number 30, Jessica Lieber. A 5'7 senior number 34, Myra Diggins. And a 5'8 senior number 42, Sadie Hamilton. Galesburg coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Gollinghorse, Andy Allison, and Michael Ruff.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups tonight. Just about ready to get things underway for the 1-0 Galesburg Silver Streaks and the 0-1 Metamora Redbirds. From John Thiel Gym here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Tom Meredith along with Jim Lee tonight. Streaks in their home white, their new white uniforms trimmed in black and silver, and actually silver numbers that are trimmed in black on these new Streak uniforms. The Redbirds in their road red, trimmed in white and black. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton at 5'8". And for the Redbirds, it'll be Kyler Samp at 5'11". Samp scored 16 the other night in their opener. Sadie Hamilton scored 18 before she fouled out the other night, including 5 for 6 from the free throw line and a three-pointer. Tip one by the Redbirds. Coming down with the basketball is Jolie Zwick. And the Streaks pick up with pressure in the backcourt. Knocked away by Allison Mangieri. The ball goes out of bounds. Redbirds will get it back at midcourt. Just underway, 7:55 to play first quarter. Inbounding is Erica Phillips. Looking, gets it into the backcourt. Now over to the right wing, it goes to Zwick. Zwick fires a three-pointer from the right side, no good. Rebound bounces out long and run down by Anna Galandri for Metamora. Zwick gets it down on the right block, knocked away by Myra Diggins. Left side, Sadie Hamilton blocks the shot of Erica Phillips, but the Redbirds get it back again. And another three-pointer from the right side from Zwick, and this one is good.
Great job by Sadie Hamilton come over on that block on the second shot, but unfortunately right in the Redbirds' hands.
Quickly back the other way, three-pointer, left wing, Paige Klink, no good. Weak side rebound, Jessica Lieber goes out to the right baseline, fires a three, can't hit. Rebound comes out long to Anna Galandri, and the ball's knocked away. I'm not sure, I think Myra Diggins got a hand on it. First line change for the Streaks tonight as Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and the freshman Casey Williams check in. Paige Klink stays on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So a little bit shorter lineup in there for the Streaks. 7:14, 3-0 here in the first quarter. Metamora with the lead. Pass to the left baseline goes to Zwick. Now a shot partially blocked up there by Phillips, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to go off the Streaks last, and Metamora will inbound from the left baseline.
Well, hard to expect a game finished the way the one did the other night, a three-pointer at the buzzer. Let's hope the Streaks don't get put in that situation where they need that. Right now, a little slow getting started on offense.
And the ball gets knocked into the backcourt. Good hustle by Rainey Sibley as she runs it down and gets tied up with, let's see, it was Zwick, also Casey Williams there. The possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And that's some speed there. When Rainey Sibley gets it cranked up between her and Sharon Diggins, two of the fastest and quickest players you're going to see out on the court. In the backcourt, it goes to Paige Klink, Metamora in a man-to-man defense. Now it's Casey Williams out between the circles, right at the center circle. Chloe Anderson, right wing to Paige Klink. Now out between the circles, Sharon Diggins picks up her dribble, gives out to Chloe Anderson out high left side with 6:48 to play first quarter. Right wing, Sharon Diggins drives baseline, leans in. No shot. She got bumped before she put it up. That would have been a good NBA continuation. She put it up and in, but the whistle blew before she got the shot up.
Yeah, nice job of taking the baseline there. When somebody doesn't establish that they're going to defend you there, take it around there, you're going to get a layup. And if not for the fouls, you would have had the bucket, as we have another line change coming for Galesburg.
Foul goes against Kyler Samp as checking in for the Streaks. Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber. Let's see, also Mangieri back in as she takes the inbound pass, gets it up off the, just over the front iron, got it, and she was fouled. Allison Mangieri with a chance at the traditional three-point play, and that's actually her first points of the season. She wasn't able to hit the other night, but a good start for Allison Mangieri as she makes the shot and draws the foul, which went against Anna Galandry. Two team fouls now on Metamora. And the free throw is up and good, so we are tied at three. Also, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk in for the Streaks as well as the sophomore Hannah Smith. Near steal by Allison Mangieri. Finally, Metamora breaks the pressure. Three-pointer right wing, no good from Galandry. And the rebound comes down to Jessica Lieber on the weak side. She'll run it across midcourt herself. Stops on the right wing, gives to Allison Mangieri, fakes a three. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, fakes, drives to the right elbow, now gets all the way down the right side of the lane, scooped it up off the glass, can't hit. And the rebound stolen away by Hannah Smith. Now Emma Junk, she'll fire the three left wing, off the back iron, no. Rebound comes out long, run down by Hannah Smith. Now she loses it off of her foot. Ball goes to the floor, a scrum, and it's finally coming away with it is Elise Nauman for Metamora. Now running down the court left side, Erica Phillips, and a shot's blocked away by the shortest player on the floor, Hannah Smith at 5 foot, able to block that shot away. I'm not sure how, but she did.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the pace of these girls' games, it really is amazing. You might read about it, you might hear about it, but until you come out here and actually watch it, you really can't even catch your breath. You look down for a second or two, and you might miss two possessions
exactly.
And two shots.
You know, and that's something we heard all last year from opposing coaches. Like, you know, you can't simulate it in practice. The girls don't know until they're actually out there on the floor as Metamora gets an easy two on the inbound. And it's 5-3 Metamora. Rainey Sibley with it. She traveled with the basketball. Broke through a trap, but had to pick up the ball as she was coming up. Put it on the floor again. The Streaks turn it over with 5:51 to play first quarter. Trailing 5-3. We've got Paige Klink, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Sharon Diggins on the floor. And Sharon causes a turnover as Zwick lost it on the far sideline in front of the Metamora bench. So the Streaks will inbound.
In the opening minutes, it looks like Coach Gorrell of Metamora has his team well prepared for this tempo. But you get the feeling they kind of have a shoot-it-before-you-lose-it mentality. They are wasting no time because I'm sure they're afraid of the quickness and the speed of Galesburg. And as soon as anybody gets an open look, they're firing it up.
Rainey Sibley gets to Paige Klink on high right side. Right baseline to Sharon Diggins. She stepped on the sideline to pass a little bit off the mark. Sharon trying to reach out of bounds to grab it and stepped on the sideline. Jessica Lieber back in for the Streaks, replacing Paige Klink. 5:42 to play first quarter, 5-3 Metamora. They'll bring it from three-quarter court. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Finally, it comes into Zwick working against Rainey Sibley. Cut her off. Now she picks up her dribble and a steal by Jessica Lieber, but she lost it off her leg. Nice hustle by Jessica. Couldn't reel it in as she was going toward the sideline. And Metamora gets it back near midcourt on the near sideline. Inbounding into the backcourt. It goes to Galandry. Now across midcourt, this is Zwick, left side trapped up, knocked away by Rainey Sibley. Now Sharon Diggins runs it down in the front court, brings it down, lays it up off the right glass, and got it. And the whistle blew. I don't know if Rainey got hit or lost a contact or got hit in the face. It looks like maybe a contact problem, but line change for the Streaks again as Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Emma Junk come back in, and Danny Teal comes in for the first time tonight. Danny had a good night the other night. In her short time, she really caused a lot of stuff to happen. 3 points, three rebounds, and three key steals for the Streaks. Full court pressure across midcourt. This is Phillips with it. Right baseline, ball knocked away. Ooh, Emma Junk got a hand on it. I thought she actually maybe knocked it off of Galandry, but they say it went off of Emma last, so Metamora will have it on their own right baseline with 5:16 to play in the first quarter. We're tied at five. Inbounding is Erica Phillips, and it goes to Cassidy Yeager in the ballgame. 5'8 junior shot is blocked, and it goes off Metamora last. Was that, I think it was Emma Junk that got that blocked. She had the hand up there.
Yeah, and you know, Emma, the unsung hero the other night, hit a couple of big free throws that didn't get mentioned as much late after the heroics of Lieber on the shot and the steal as well.
Nice pass that time from Jessica Lieber over the top to Chloe Anderson right under the basket. Got bothered by the defense, could have put it in, but the ball goes off the Redbirds, and the Streets will inbound on their own right baseline. Danny Teal will do the honors with 5:07 to play first quarter. Christy Guzman in for Metamora. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key, drives in the paint, scoops a shot up, and we're going to have a block. Yeah, wasn't sure which way that one was going to go. Wasn't much room for Jessica to get a shot off, but she went up with the ball, ran right into I think that was Yeager. No, goes against Samp. That's her second foul. Kyler Samp with two fouls now with 5:01 to play. But Jessica made a nice move to get into the paint. Not anywhere to go. Fortunately, got the call to go her way. First free throw is up and no good.
But Jessica's still struggling with her shot from the field and at the line here in the opening games of the season. But that's not unusual. There's probably a little bit of extra pressure, I think, on Jessica this year, too, with the departure of Jessica Howard to try and even pick up her scoring a little bit more. And sometimes that can affect a player early in the season.
Second free throw is good. Streets had their first lead, 6-5, full court pressure, and Metamora throws it away. And just like you said, Jim, they're just trying to get it up court too fast and getting in too much of a hurry.
You know, I kind of compare Jessica with what Dalton Davis went through last year. He first six, seven games on the boys' side, he just couldn't find anything. But then he settled in, got his stroke back. It was a big part of the boys' success last year, and I'm sure Jessica will get her stroke back here pretty quick, too.
Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, right wing, can't hit. Rebound comes out long, run down by Jessica Lieber out near midcourt on the left side. Now her pass is stolen away by Elise Nauman. Nauman gets out on the left side to Galandri. Now stolen by Chloe Anderson. Anderson runs it down the right side, lay it up off the glass and got it. First basket on the night for Chloe Anderson. She had 5 points last night, and it's an 8-5 Streets lead, and that should be Galesburg ball, Emma Junk got a hand on it, knocked it away, but it went off the hands after that of Cassidy Yeager, and the Streets are going to bring it from three-quarter court, and Steve Gorrell wants a timeout. He's going to call a 30 with 4:23 to play in the first quarter, and the Streets leading 8-5. But like you said, Jim, until you experience it, whether you're a fan or a broadcaster or a player on the floor, you just don't know what the pace is like.
Yeah, and I think Metamora is even a little more panicked now, and I think that was the point of the timeout by Coach Gorrell, is just, hey, settle down here a little bit. His team has had some wild passes here the last couple. They've gotten for six turnovers already, and we're not halfway through the first quarter yet. And it was interesting when I went to talk to him. I thought it was probably pronounced Gorrell. I thought it's G-O-R-R-E-L-L.
I said that initially.
Yeah, but it's like the comedian Steve Carell. He said, well, I wish I was that funny. He said I could entertain my players a lot better.
Back in for the Streets, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink. Sadie runs down the right side, lays it up off the glass, and got a nice move from the top of the key by Sadie Anderson. Got around the defender, scooped it up off the glass, 10-5 Streets. Full court pressure across midcourt right side. Yeager runs it down to the right baseline. 10-footer up, no good. Rebound Myra Diggins. Gives to Paige Klink. Streaks on the run again. Hannah Smith, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. Hannah Smith down on the left block, and her pass is stolen away. Too much traffic in the paint. Tried to get it into Myra Diggins, but Guzman steals it away. Ooh, no, yeah, foul on Sadie Hamilton. Hustle foul, though, going after a steal. Got a piece of Zwick while going after the steal. First foul on Sadie Hamilton. In fact, the first foul on the Streaks of the ballgame. 3:50 to play first quarter. First quarter, Streets leading 10-5. And Coach Gorrell also said that, you know, they wanted to force Galesburg out of shooting the threes. Well, the thing that happens is you've got girls that can put it on the floor, just like Sadie Hamilton there. And, you know, you close out on the three, they're going to take you to the hole.
Especially Sadie. She'd much rather do that than toss a three anyway. So that plays right into her hands. And they don't really have anybody that's going to step in front of her and stop her very often. Sadie loves that move.
And now a five-second call. Zwick couldn't find anybody. Credit the Streets defense, cutting off passing lanes, and another Metamora turnover with 3:49 to play in the first quarter. Paige Klink brings it up against the Metamora. Well, yep, they're still in a man-to-man defense. Right wing, Paige Klink has it. Now gets to Sharon Diggins, top of the key. Left wing, Hannah Smith. Smith on the dribble. Swings it over to Sharon, high on the right side. Hands off to Paige Klink. Paige dribbles left, top of the key. Now to Hannah Smith. Three-pointer, left wing, off the glass, no. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton puts it up, and boy, got hammered. No call. Wow. And the ball's going to go back to Metamora. I thought if you're not going to call a foul, that's got to be Galesburg ball because it got blocked by Metamora, but they're going to say Sadie pushed it on out.
So we're going to call that a turnover? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Turnover.
I guess.
There's just a missed shot out of bounds.
Yeah,
I don't.
Huh. Wow. So, in for the streaks, Emma Junk, Allison Mangieri, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams. Metamora breaks a full court pressure on the dribble. Galandry trapped up, looking for help. Gets it down on the left side to Nauman. Nauman swings it over to Guzman. She'll go to the top of the key and hands off to Galandry. She traveled with it as she took a hard pass. Probably wasn't ready for that pass from, I think it was Nauman, and kind of tried to make a jump stop but took a little extra step there.
Fortunate for the Silver Streaks because a half second later, Allison Mangieri probably would have got a foul as she ran into the ball handler, but she'd already shuffled her feet at that point, so Allison got away with it.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer from straight on, off the iron, off the side, no good. Rebound comes down to Galandry for Metamora. Galandry on the dribble across midcourt right side, gives it down to the right baseline to Guzman. Now top of the key, it goes to Nauman. Left wing to Jaeger. Jaeger back to the right side, three-pointer up and short by Galandry, and the rebound comes out long. Galandry gets it back out between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Phillips. Now down on the block, this is Jaeger. Leans in from the right side, can't hit the shot. The foul's going to be called on Casey Williams. Unfortunately for her, wrong place, wrong time. Had the hands straight up and down, but got her with the body moving along a little bit with Jaeger.
Well, at least Metamora that time got a decent shot off. They'd been just firing up whatever was available for most of this first quarter. They'd hit only two field goals as Jaeger misses the first free throw, but that's what they've got to focus on more, is getting a quality shot, not just a shot.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done against the Galesburg pressure defense.
Yeah, and that was actually, like I said, that was the first time they really worked it and got it into the post. Back in for the streaks, Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Plink, Sharon Diggins, and Danny Teal. Free throw no good. Rebound comes down off the hands of Sadie Hamilton. And it was Guzman trying to put the shot up. It's knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. The Redbirds will have it back on their own right baseline. In the paint it goes. Ball knocked away by Sharon Diggins. And a foul is going to be called on Elise Nauman. Nice job by Sharon Diggins. Again, hustling, knocking away the inbounds pass. She's the one that made the big defensive play that got the ball back for the Streaks before Jessica Lieber hit the shot the other night on the inbound play. 2:33 to play first quarter, 10-5 Streaks. Top of the key, Sadie Hamilton, left wing, Danny Teal. Gives to Sharon Diggins down on the left block. She can't hit the five-footer. Rebound fought for, finally brought down by Erica Phillips for Metamora. And we're going to have a push foul on Sharon Diggins on the far sideline. That'll be her first foul, 13th foul on the Streaks.
Interested to see what the official book shows, because there are changes of possessions here and things that happen where you're not sure just what to classify it as. I've got Metamora with 9 turnovers. Maybe I'm a little too harsh, but that's what I'm calling
that,
it.
That sounds about right to me from what I've been watching.
But things happen so quickly, and the ball goes out of bounds. You're like, what was that tip? Was that a shot? I just don't know what to call it half the time.
It's like that. The whole game gets sped up with the way the Streaks play. This is Zwick on the dribble, right wing, picks it up, trapped up, looking for help. Gets it down on the right block to, that's April Roman in for the first time for Metamora. Now a reach from behind is going to be called, I believe it's going to go against Sadie Hamilton. Nope, it goes against Danny Teal, reached in down on the block there. That's her first. And that's the fourth team foul now on the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Inbounding from the near sideline is the Redbirds, and it comes to Zwick out high right side. And the center circle pass tipped away, finally running it down. It's Galandry back to Zwick. Right baseline to Phillips. She fires a three, and it's good. So the second three for Metamora, two of their three baskets, three-pointers, and it's 10-8 Streaks. Under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Sharon Diggins. She'll dribble baseline. Picks up. Swings to Paige Clink. Left wing. Fires a three. Short. Gets her own rebound at the free throw line. Drives in. The runner in the paint from straight on is good. Nice job by Paige following the shot. Put it up and in, 12-8. Now a steal by Danny Teal. Layup no good. Rebound off the hands of Chloe Anderson. Zwick running it down. And finally gets to Galandry across midcourt. 3-on-2 break for Metamora. Galandry, hesitation dribble, drives down the right side. 5-footer, no good. Rebound tipped around. Finally, Sadie Hamilton rips it away. Sadie on the run. She'll bring it up herself. Now gets to Danny Teal on the left wing. Fires a quick three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Zwick with 1:17 to play in the quarter. 12-8 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Galandry, right side. Passes to the left wing. 10-footer up and no good by Nauman. Rebound Sadie Hamilton gets to Chloe Anderson. Chloe on the run. 2-on-2 break. Chloe down the right side, kicks out three-pointer. Sharon Diggins right wing, off the back iron, no. And a rebound, Sadie Hamilton. Leans in for 5 feet, gets hammered, and Sadie will go to the free throw line. It was Elise Nauman got a piece of Sadie's arm, and Sadie goes to the free throw line with two shots, 57.2 to play in the quarter.
Well, I have no doubt after seeing this, we got the perfect man in the play-by-play position here because, Tom, you got to be the next best thing to an auctioneer to keep up with this pace. Wow.
He always told me I talk too fast. So.
So we're glad to have you. Might be more money in auctioneering, but we're glad to have you here.
First free throw for Sadie. Ooh, rolls off, no good. Sadie with 18 the other night before fouling out of that ball game. And that was another thing that was good to see from the streak. Still confident enough to keep playing and win without the likes of Sadie Hamilton on the floor for the last 3 or 4 minutes of the ball game. Back in, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Rainey Sibley. Second free throw, no good. Streak struggled from the line the other night. They were just 20 of 37 from the free throw line. Now a steal by Sadie. Goes to the floor, gets to Rainey Sibley. Now Jessica Lieber, right wing. Allison Mangieri, three is no good. Saved by Myra Diggins. The ball fell out of bounds. Myra was falling out. Myra saved it. Now Allison Mangieri gets bumped. Top of the key. No call. Now Jessica Lieber fires a three from straight on. Short. Rebound comes down to Jaeger for Metamora. Quickly back to the other way. Zwick, right baseline. Nice pass to the left block. Shot up and no good by Phillips. And the rebound comes out long. And they're going to say it went off to Landry last. And it's just so hard. It's got to be hard as an opposing player because it's hard, you know, your coach can tell you slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, but when everything is moving so fast, it's hard to, like, just pull it out and slow it down.
Well, and it's hard to shoot when you're yeah, winded, too, and when you don't really get your feet set, and both of these teams just horrendous shooting from the perimeter right now.
Now a blocking foul on whom? I'm not sure. Must have gone. Emma Junk got called. I didn't see what happened. I don't know if she was, I'm not sure if she was setting a pick for Paige Klink because she was in that area. I didn't see it, but Emma Junk got called for the foul. I'm not sure. That is the 15th foul on the streaks, though. 13.6 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Galesburg leading 12-8. They pick up with full court pressure. And it comes to Zwick. She'll run it across midcourt left side. And it's stolen away from behind by Sharon Diggins. And she gets mugged by Jaeger. And that'll be I think we're going to go to the free throw line. I believe that's going to be the 17th foul now on Metamora. We'll see if they walk it back this way. Yep, 1-1. The foul went against Jaeger.
See, I've got a dozen Metamora turnovers here in the first quarter. You'd think they would be farther behind, but the Silver Streaks' inability to really hit anything from the perimeter so far has allowed Metamora to stay in the game.
Similar to last night, the Streaks actually jumped out 10-0, but same thing, Dunlap just kept coming and coming and actually took the lead early in the second quarter and held the lead till that final basket. Free throw up and no good by Sharon Diggins, but the ball was knocked out of bounds on the rebound by Metamora. Streaks get it back. Jessica Lieber comes in. She's in there with Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Emma Junk, and Rainey Sibley. 8.2 seconds to play in the quarter. Sibley will inbound from far out on the right baseline. Rainey looking, finally gets the top of the key to Sharon Diggins. Drives into the paint, ball knocked away. Emma Junk gets tied up with Jaeger going after the ball. Now Metamora will get a shot at it with 4.7 to play, but they'll have to bring it from three-quarter court, and the Streaks will pick up with pressure.
Silver Streaks with 8 turnovers of their own here in this sloppy first quarter.
Inbounding will be Erica Phillips, and it comes to Zwick. Actually, the Streaks drop back this time, didn't put pressure. 2 seconds to play. Now a three-pointer right wing from Phillips, up and good at the buzzer. Another buzzer beater. Fortunately, it didn't mean the game, though. That was Erica Phillips, her second three of the ball game, 3 in the game for Metamora. Make it 12-11. Galesburg Silver Streaks after one quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Glazed ham, cheesecake. The holidays are so close, I can almost taste them.
You can at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club event. Sample delicious entrees, desserts, and more. And everyone's invited.
It's the perfect time to taste and join.
Sign up at the event and get a $10 gift card, plus a $20 gift certificate good the day after Thanksgiving, November 25th.
I'm there.
Don't miss the samples and savings at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 18th through the 20th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sam's Club, savings made simple. $20 gift certificate good with $50 purchase.
lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. For tonight, clear skies and overnight low of 29. Tomorrow, look for sunny skies and windy, not as cool with a high around 55. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, not as cool once again, with an overnight low of 38. For your Saturday, cloudy and breezy and a high of 58. It's currently 32 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Underway second quarter. Streets with a 14-11 lead. Allison Mangieri three-pointer for the right corner is no good. And the rebound's going to go off. Oh, no, they're going to call an over the back on who, Myron? Not sure who that was. Oh, Allison Mangieri got called for the foul. That is her first. 16 foul on the Galesburg Silver Streak. Streak started the second quarter. A nice give and go. Sadie Hamilton from the top of the key gave to Paige Klink on the right wing. Sadie went down the right side of the lane, got the return pass from Paige and laid it up and in, make it 14-11 Streaks. Been a couple of turnovers since then by both teams. And now foul under the basket is going to go against Casey Williams, as it looks like she got a piece of Kyler Samp. And that's the second foul on Casey. And now the Streaks with 17 fouls, so both teams shooting free throws for the rest of the half. So Samp at the free throw line with two shots, 6:57 to play here in the first half. First free throw bounces around and falls through. That's her first point of the night. She was her leading scorer the other night against Leroy with 16 points and a loss by the Redbirds. 14-12 Streaks. Second shot is away. High Archer is good.
Well, Metamora, first time they've scored in this period. The other two, they had turnovers. They've got 14 here early in this first half. Galesburg with 9 turnovers of their own. Shooting Metamora, 4 of 15 from the field. The Silver Streaks, 5 of 21.
Wow. Tough to win like that, but they were able to do it the other night. We'll see. Jessica Lieber, right wing. Top of the key, Allison Mangieri. 3 from straight on, about 21 feet out. Can't hit. Rebound comes out long. Run down by Phillips, and she gets a long pass down to Galandry, runs it down the right side, lays it up and in, and Metamora takes a 15-14 lead. Quickly back the other way, Allison Mangieri, right wing to Jessica Lieber, now between the circles, Casey Williams dribbles right, gets a pick from Lieber, now back to Jessica, top of the key, dribbles left, now Hannah Smith with it on the left wing, lost a handle on it, able to run it down, gets to Casey Williams, left of the center circle. Casey dribbles right, down the right side of the lane, throws it up, can't hit, but Myra Diggins there on the weak side, rebound and put back. First basket for Myra tonight, and the Streaks retake the lead, 16-15, 5:59 to play first half. Ball knocked away by Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri runs down the right side, lay it up off the glass and got it. First, second basket. She's got 5 points. Make it 18-15. Quickly back the other way. Metamora gets an easy look. It goes underneath to April Roman. She puts it up and in. And make it 18-17. Quickly back the other way. Myra Diggins on the nice look from Jessica Lieber under the basket. Myra lays it up and in from the left side. Make it 20-17 Streaks. Back the other way. Another easy layup for Metamora. Laying it up this time is Kyler Samp. She puts it up and in. I know there's one I missed here trying to write it down. Let's see. It was Roman, so there's her basket. It's 20-19 Streaks. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer from out high on the left side is no good. Galandry down with the rebound, gets to Phillips. Now ball stolen away, actually knocked away by Jessica Lieber out of bounds. And the Redbirds will have it in front of the Streaks bench as Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley, Paige Plank, Sharon Diggins and Chloe Anderson check back in for Galesburg. For Metamora, Caitlin Hartnett, a 5'3 junior, in for the first time tonight. And Christy Guzman, a 5'8 junior, back in. 5:13 to play first half, 20-19 streaks.
In that flurry, probably the best play, the lob pass down the court, Sibley with the layup on a nice assist for the Silver Streaks by Jessica Lieber.
Near steal on the inbound that time, but a nice pass that time down to the left block from Hartnett to Samp. Samp lays it up and in, and make it 21-20 Metamora. This is Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, dribbles right, spins into the paint, splits the defenders, and a jump ball is called as she went up. Bob, maybe they're going to call with a body. They're actually letting them play underneath. There's some contact on some of the shots under there. The possession arrow pointing toward Metamora. They'll bring it the length of the court. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Under 5 minutes to play in the half.
Metamora has made all four of their shots from the field here in this second quarter. Most of those right under the basket.
Yeager runs down the right side, up off the glass. Can't hit that one, but she's fouled by Sadie Hamilton. And that's going to be the second on Sadie. So going to the free throw line will be Cassidy Yeager with two shots. She had two in the first quarter. Didn't make either one of them. 21-20 is a Metamora lead. 4:50 to play in the half.
In that flurry, Galesburg hit three shots in a row after that tough shooting first quarter, but again, nothing from the perimeter at this point. Everything for both teams is pretty well come inside the lane.
Well, the Galesburg student section likes the fact that Yeager didn't hit anything on that first shot. Second one is up and good.
I would think we're at East Moline tonight with all the orange over there.
Yep.
It's an orange out in honor of deer hunting day starting tomorrow, so everybody's wearing this brilliant orange in the Galesburg crowd.
Never heard of that for a basketball game, but we'll take it. Sadie Hamilton, nice pass to Chloe Anderson. She lays it up the left side, up and good. We're tied at 22. Now the ball knocked away by Sadie on the defense. Metamora is going to get back in front of the it's Streaks ball. They're going to say it went off Metamora last as Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, Myra Diggins, and Allison Mangieri check back in. Jessica Lieber gives to Allison Mangieri, right wing out to Emma Junk between the circles, left wing. Danny Teal puts on the floor, gets to Jessica Lieber, top of the key, right side, three-pointer in and out. No, thought it was going to go in the second time. No good, but the rebound, Danny Teal. Jessica Lieber, left baseline, three-pointer is no good, and Myra Diggins going to be called for going over the back on the rebound as she got up on top of Yeager that time, so Yeager is going to go back to the other end and have a chance at the one and bonus.
Yeah, you look over and see all that blaze orange, and I've got to think maybe Jake Ennis or one of the FFA kids put everybody up to that. Somebody that's got deer hunting on their mind this weekend.
See some of the hunting hats there, but that is some bright orange. Oh wow, she did it again. Yeager went to the free throw line, didn't hit anything that time either on the front end of the one and one.
And she crossed the line, too, on top of it and got called for a violation there. So it's nothing if not interesting so far. 22 apiece, and the Galesburg student body really getting into it down there, making life tough on those Metamora free throw shooters.
So not orange in honor of the Illini, who also, by the way, play tonight. And if we have time, if this game gets early enough, we'll pick up the Illini broadcast. They're playing Lipscomb tonight.
Who?
Illini 2-0. Yeah,
Lipscomb.
Yeah. I'm not even sure where they're located. I believe they're down south somewhere. I'm not sure where. But we've got a push down in the paint called on Metamora. And I believe it's going to go against Samp. No, it goes against Erica Phillips.
Chris Illinois didn't know where Austin Peay was from either.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
Year.
Yeah, found that out real quickly in that NCAA tournament. Yeah. So Jessica Lieber is going to go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. Just with just 1 point tonight on 1-for-2 from the line. We're tied at 22, 4:02 to play in the ball game. Of course, we'll have the GHS girls again tomorrow night. They'll take on East Peoria, scheduled for 7:30. Free throw in and out, no good. Rebound down to Nauman for Metamora. Now this is Galandri across midcourt left side. Drives down the left side of the lane. Up off the glass. Too hard. Rebounded Jessica Lieber. And she gets fouled by Nauman. And she'll have another crack at the one and bonus back on this end. And then Saturday night, the Streaks back in action. They'll take on a very good Springfield Senators team. Zana Medley and company. Zana Medley has already signed with Illinois to play basketball there. So that'll be Saturday night. And then the boys will get in action next week with their side of the Thanksgiving tournament. Let's see, find the boys' schedule here. They'll open up against Chicago
Talent Development.
Talent Development, that's what it is. first free throw for Jessica Lieber, up and good. So Chicago Talent Development.
They've only been in school for, I think, 3 years now, so we're hoping they haven't developed too much talent yet.
You wouldn't think at this point.
And then another one we never heard of, Diet, is our opponent early on Friday.
Are they out of the public league as
yes.
well? Okay. Second free throw, no good. Streaks lead 23-22. Top of the key, this is Nauman for Metamora. Nice work underneath, right side to Phillips, and she can't hit the shot. Boy, great pass. Couldn't finish, though. Now, Sharon Diggins tried to swing it over to Rainey Sibley running the floor, and it was stolen away by Guzman. Now this is Galandry with it. Back to Guzman across midcourt, right side. 3:28 to play first half. Galandry runs down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Samp, and she is fouled on the putback. See who is going to get the call. Looks like Chloe Anderson is going to be called for the foul. That'll be her first. And going to the free throw line will be Kyler Samp with two shots. She's got 6 points, including 2 for 2 from the line. And missed the first. 23-22 streaks. 3:22 to play in the half as Paige Klink checks in for Jessica Lieber. She's in with Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, and Rainey Sibley. This is all I was going to say. It's going to kind of interesting that Metamora only had one player up on the line. Now they put up on the lane. They put another one up there now. We do see that against the streak. Sometimes on free throws, defensively, they'll have three, sometimes four players back. They won't even bother going off after an offensive rebound. Second free throw is up and good by Samp, and we're tied at 23. Top of the key, Chloe Anderson out high right side to Rainey Sibley. Now to Sharon Diggins. Fires a three out high left side. It's blocked. And the ball goes down on the baseline and hit the line. They're going to say Casey Williams touched it last. It was Isabella Morbidelli that got a piece of that shot, that three-pointer by Sharon Diggins. And Metamora will bring it the length of the court as Emma Junk, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Sadie Hamilton, and Hannah Smith check back in for the streaks. 3:08 to play in the half. Another near steal by the streaks. Zwick down in the corner and overthrows her target. And it's picked up by Sadie Hamilton. Now Hannah Smith, left baseline, fires a three off the glass. Nearly went in. Not sure how she hit the glass from the that side of the court or that angle. Quickly back the other way. Nice look underneath goes to Samp, and she puts it up and in. A nice pass from Caitlin Hartnett to Samp. And make it 25-23 to Metamora. Now Samp with a steal near midcourt, runs it down left side, puts it up with the right hand off the glass and got it.
Okay, if Samp makes free throws, she's got a chance for a 30-point night because she's a smart player and she knows how to position herself inside. Right now, though, she's favoring an ankle. She may have to come out of the game. She's waiting for a whistle right now.
Yeah, she's got 11. Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound, Danny Teal. She gets hammered on the putback by Hartnett, so Danny Teal will go to the free throw line with two shots. With 2:22 to play, and Metamora with their biggest lead of the game. Actually, I guess that's the biggest lead for anybody at 27-23 now.
It's a big loss, though, as Samp has to leave the court, and she's hobbling. Probably won't see her again here in this first half, and she was doing a lot of damage to us inside.
And Metamora's done a decent job when they've gotten into their half-court set of actually finding the open passing lanes to get some good looks, even if they haven't made them every time. Danny Teal at the line. First shot is up and good. Danny is, let's see, I believe she was 1 for 2 from the line the other night. Make it 27-24. Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, and Danny Teal. Second free throw up and no good, but Danny Teal able to tie up. It was Jaeger on the rebound, and the possession arrow points toward the streak. So Danny always makes something happen when she gets in there. She's a hustler.
It was almost like Jaeger was expecting to get she brought the ball down too low and waited for the defense to come to her. It was just a turnover waiting to happen, and the streaks took advantage of it.
Sharon Diggins, right baseline, fires a three and got it.
There we go.
First three of the ball game for the streaks, and we are tied at 27, 2:10 to play in the half. Near steal by Rainey Sibley, knocked it away but hit the baseline. Great hustle by Rainey. Metamora will have to bring it the length of the court once again. 2:06 to play in the half. We are tied at 27.
Metamora really fighting the home court advantage for Galesburg. I'm not sure there's five people here from Metamora tonight.
And another near steal by Sharon Diggins as she knocks the inbound pass away again. And it goes out of bounds, and they'll try to trigger again. It'll be Erica Phillips trying to inbound. Gets it into Hartnett. Hartnett on the dribble, and it's stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Now Rainey Sibley tried to get underneath to Myra Diggins, knocked away by Zwick. Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. Rainey Sibley will inbound just under 2 minutes to play As, let's see, checking in is Isabella Morbidelli, 5'10",
there's a name.
Junior, yeah. For they've got a Beneventi as well. Myra leans in on Morbidelli down on the right block. Can't hit the shot, but is fouled by Morbidelli. So going to the free throw line will be Myra Diggins with two shots. Myra's got 4 points. We're tied at 27, 1:55 to play here in the first half. Myra was 3 for 6 from the line the other night, had 5 points in the game. That one bounces up and falls through. Nice. So Myra has matched her total from the other night with 5.
Yeah, kind roll. Silver Streaks, so far I've not seen anybody take much time at that free throw line. It's just get it and fire it up there. And you got to wonder maybe if they took a little more time, put a little more touch on that ball. But, again, it's early in the season, and those things have come.
One of those things, I think you get used to playing so fast, everything goes fast.
Yeah,
let's get the shot up so we can get back on defense. Second shot up and perfect by Myra. She's got 6, and Mega 29-27. Streaks with a lead now, 1:55 to play. Inbound comes to Zwick. Nearly went out of bounds. Got the pass off, though, to Yeager. Yeager drives down right side. Nice pass to Morbidelli on the left block, and she puts it up and in. Her first basket, we're tied at 29. Top of the key, Casey Williams. Fires a 3 from straight on, can't hit. Myra Diggins got knocked to the floor. Went down hard, able to get up. And now, unfortunately, Myra's going to get called for a bump. She had kind of just gotten back up, tried to get on the defense against Phillips. We're going to walk it back the other way. Myra called for the block. That's her second. And Phillips will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. In fact, both teams in the double bonus will be shooting 2 from here on out.
Pretty amazing. Metamora with 21 first half turnovers, and still we're tied at 29.
And now they take the lead as the first free throw is good. Now this is a strange thing you rarely saw last year, and even, you know, probably will rarely see this year, but Metamora with more threes made than the Streaks. They've made 3 of theirs. Streaks have only hit 1 thus far.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you brought up a good point. You were telling me earlier in the night that you felt like Ellsberg needed to convert after they create turnovers.
Yeah.
But then so infrequently they actually turn it into points. And you're right. We've had maybe a transition layup or 2 tonight, but with no good 3-point shooting, we just haven't taken advantage of the opportunities we've had.
Streaks with the basketball, 1:36 to play. Second free throw was no good. 30-29, the Metamora lead. Sadie Hamilton left baseline. It goes to Hannah Smith. 3-pointer up and no good. Rebound comes down off the hands of Metamora. Sadie Hamilton brings it down, up off the glass, and got it. Nice, strong rebound by Sadie. She's got 6, and the Streaks retake the lead, 31-30, with 1:19 to play. Now the ball knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Zwick finally comes up with it. Gets it off to Guzman. Now long downcourt pass, wide open on the right side. Now the left side, this is Yeager. Puts it up and in and make it 32-31, Metamora. Quickly back the other way. Hannah Smith, left wing. Now to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Paige Klink out high on the right side. Allison Mangieri in there as well as Chloe Anderson. Sadie drives to the right elbow. Now picks up down the lane. Gets out to Paige Klink between the circles. Dribbles right, and the reach is going to be called either on Zwick or Phillips. See which one it goes against.
Metamora 8 of 11 from the field here in this second quarter. They've figured out how to get that thing down on the low blocks against Gelsberg, getting those passing lanes filled up. And if they continue that, they'll be right in this game all night. They're getting a lot of easy shots.
Foul one against Zwick that time. That's her first. And Paige Klink goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. 32-31, Metamora leads, 52.5 to play in the first half. Paige Klink with 4 points the other night. Misses the first free throw. She was 1 for 2 from the line, had a 3-pointer the other night. Back in, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk. And let's see, Chloe Anderson stays on the floor. Jessica Lieber waits to come in for Paige Klink after the second free throw. Second one is up, and it is good. So Paige with 3 points on the night. We are tied at 32. Another thing that's amazing, no better than the Streaks shot the ball the other night, that they scored 72 points in the game.
Just a sheer number of opportunities.
Yeah. Now another nice break by Metamora. Oh, shot in and out by Yeager. It was a nice look from Phillips. Yeager missed the easy one. And the Streaks have it back with 40 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber on high right side. 3-pointer is good. First field goal tonight for Jessica Lieber. Make it 35-32 Streaks. 30 seconds to play in the half. This is Guzman. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Cassidy Yeager as she tried to set the pick on Jessica Lieber. But she stepped out with that kind of that hip and leg and caught Jessica, and the Streaks will get it back. Player control foul, so no free throws on this one. Off on the offensive foul, Streaks will have it on the near sideline with 29.5 seconds to play in the half. Lieber will inbound, and it comes to Chloe Anderson, left of the center circle. Now it's Rainey Sibley out between the circles on the dribble. Picks up, gives to Sharon Diggins. Now Jessica Lieber, left wing. Jessica drives right to her left baseline. Kicks out to Chloe Anderson. Three-pointer. Left wing is short. And the rebound comes down to Yeager. 16 seconds to play. Metamore on the run. This is Zwick. Cut off. Nice job defensively by Rainey Sibley. Still on the dribble. Right wing. Now runs baseline. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Off the rim. No. Rebound Chloe Anderson. 6 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber with five. Now Sharon Diggins. Right wing with three. Fires a long three. And got it! And we have played one half of basketball. Wait, oh, what a way to end the half. Long three-pointer right wing by Sharon Diggins, her second of the game, puts it up and in. We have played one half, and after a back-and-forth half, the Streaks with their biggest lead. After two, it's Galesburg 38, Metamora 32. We will come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Jim Lee. Streaks leading 38-32 on a little bit of a run to end the half. Streaks with a couple of good defensive plays and a three-pointer to end the half by Sharon Diggins, and the Streaks with the 38-32 lead. Boy, what a crazy first half of basketball. Not necessarily a thing of beauty, but that's, you know, what you get with running the system. You know, it looks helter-skelter at sometimes, but there's a method to the madness, and you know, it's sometimes you call it winning ugly, which is kind of the way it was the other night, but it can be effective. And, you know, Metamora, though, give them credit. They're able to stick right in it. They finally calmed down. They made some really bad passes against the full court pressure, and early in the game, I think, just got running too fast, and they weren't taking necessarily good shots. They were just trying to hurry at times to get a shot off, but they finally settled down, and they've realized, like, okay, if we beat that pressure, we can get easy layups out of this.
Yeah, and you're right. You witness this 30-plus times a year, and so you're used to this helter-skelter. I mean, the coach probably cringes when he hears that, because it's structured to be that way. But
right.
But from the standpoint of somebody who just comes in and sits down and watch basketball, you're going, wow, this is just insane. And I think that's what makes it so difficult. You can't just put this in the first year and run it perfectly. It has to evolve. Girls have to learn to play this through the course of a couple of years. And not just girls, guys systems. You know, Grinnell started this whole madness years ago, and took them a while to get it rolling. Some people said, well, this can't work. You're giving up too many easy points. You'll never outscore the other team. Well, it can work if you get the right people and you run it well. And Knox College women are starting to do this now. Didn't work for them. They got blown out by 40 in their opener the other night. And that's going to happen a lot until you can find some people that can put it in the basket pretty consistently.
Yeah, you know, what makes it a little bit harder at the high school level is the fact that you're not recruiting players that can do what you need them to do.
Right.
Like, you know, Grinnell, they've got set up so everybody that goes in there is a shooter, you know, and is willing to play defense. You know, whether they were a defender in high school or not, they can all shoot and they all learn to play defense. You know, it's either you can pick, you know, kind of pick your players in that situation. Here you're not picking your players, so it does make it a little bit tougher. But, you know, I think the Streaks are doing a good job adapting. And I honestly think, you know, you are going to give up some easy layups. That does happen. That is going to happen in this defense. But I think thus far, from what I've seen, I think they've done a little better with the pressure defensively than they had last year, because even though, I mean, there are some easy baskets down there, but there's usually somebody nearby. Last year, early on, the Streaks gave up a lot of easy, completely uncontested, nobody within 15 or 20 feet of a layup. This year, there's somebody at least nearby, and the other night, and even a couple times tonight, somebody close enough that actually bothered the shooter and made him. They also hurried up some and made him miss those easy, what would be easy buckets.
Yeah, the thought being trade three for twos and get a lot of free throw opportunities. Both teams have been at the line some tonight, but both teams shot better in that second quarter. Metamora hit 8 of 13 from the field. They finished 12 of 28 for the half, so a respectable 42%. And again, most they hit a couple of threes, but they're getting a lot of looks down low. As for the Silver Streaks, they were just 5 of 20 in that first quarter, but then 9 of 22 in the second, including hitting 3 three-pointers in their last 6 shots to open up this lead. They shot 33% for the half, 14 out of 42. So, again, Tom, you see that disparity. Yeah. You're getting off 42 shots. The opponent only 28. You don't have to shoot at a higher percentage when you just get the sheer volume. Rebounding, pretty well even. 25 for Metamora, 23 for the Silver Streaks. The turnovers, as you hope to have happen in the system, the other team committing a bunch of them. Metamora with 22 turnovers. Silver Streaks with a good second quarter, only 2 their 10 for the first half.
Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet scoring-wise. And this is something you like to see, a nice balanced attack for the Streaks. 8 points for Sharon Diggins, a couple of threes and a 2. 6 points apiece for Sadie Hamilton and Myra Diggins. 5 points for Jessica Lieber. 5 points for Allison Mangieri. 3 points for Paige Plink. 4 points for Chloe Anderson. 1 point for Danny Teal. For Metamora, they were led by Kyler Samp with 11 points. She went out late in that second quarter. Looked like she had maybe turned an ankle. 7 points for Erica Phillips. 5 for Jolie Zwick. 2 points apiece for Anna Galandri, April Roman, and Isabella Morbidelli. 1 point for Cassidy Yeager. Streaks led 12-11 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Metamora 26-21 in that second quarter. 38-32 is our halftime score. We'll take a timeout. Come back with our halftime scoreboard. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's what you might call a holiday favorite. Come to life on stage.
Have we ever entertained in Galesburg, Bob?
Not that I can recall. We've sang for the troops, danced for Ed Sullivan, and made it big on Broadway. But this is our first time in Galesburg, Illinois.
I hear the Orpheum Theater is a real gem, and we're going to pack the house.
That's the plan. We're bringing the orchestra, the chorus kids, and all the Irving Berlin music that makes Christmas season come to life.
Should we give them a taste?
Well, maybe just a little. 5, 6, 7.
May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
It's a fun show that'll have you tapping your toes and, of course, dreaming of a white Christmas.
Love, laughter, and happily ever after.
I'm Bob Wallace.
And this is Phil Davis. Meet us at the Orpheum Theater this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 or Sunday at 3 p.m. for Prairie Players season opener, White Christmas the Musical, based on the 1950s film.
Directed by Judy Deamer, with musical direction by James Hutchings and choreography by Tim Holmes. Tickets are $17 for adults and $10 for students. Get yours at the Orpheum box office or at theorpheum.org.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Love's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Love's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Streaks lead 38-32 at the half. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Illinois Fighting Illini got midway through the first half up 16-12 on Lipscomb. We'll try to keep you updated on that throughout, and if we have time, we'll pick up the rest of that ball game at the conclusion of this one. Earlier tonight, Knoxville with a big win over Illini West here at John Thiel Gym. 52-46 was the final in that one. Girls back in action tomorrow night. They'll take on East Peoria. 7:30 scheduled tip-off. I'll be here along with Jim Wyman tomorrow night, and then Saturday night when the Streaks take on the Springfield Senators. That one also scheduled for 7:30. Then the girls back in action Tuesday night. They'll open up Western Big Six Conference play on the road at Moline against the Maroons. We see Moline coach Steve Ford in here tonight scouting, as was Alleman head coach Jay Hatch. And then next Thursday, December 1st, another conference game for the Streaks. They'll take on the Quincy Blue Devils on the road. Of course, in between, we'll have more Thanksgiving tournament games, and including the boys tournament getting underway next week. And, of course, Jim Lee will be there along with Brad Benowitz with the call of that one as they open up against talent out of the Chicago Public League. That'll be next Wednesday, November 23rd.
Yeah, and then later, some a little more familiar names out of Chicago on that Saturday. They've got both Thornridge and Westinghouse.
Yeah.
And Westinghouse, kind of a wild card. There have been times where they've been really good.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure what we'll see here.
Metamore with the basketball to start the second half. Shot fired from on top of the three-point arc by Phillips is no good, but Zwick able to run down the weak side. Rebound on the putback. She got it inside to Samp. Samp can't hit, but she got fouled, and that's the third foul on Sadie Hamilton. So Sadie got in some foul trouble last night as well. Ended up fouling out about midway through the fourth quarter, and she's got three here tonight. 7:49 to play, just underway in the second half. Tyler Samp had 11 in the first half. Now she's got 12 as the first free throw is up and good.
Yeah, Sampa went out with just over 2 minutes left in the second quarter, favoring an ankle, but apparently got that straightened away at halftime, and she's back and doing damage at the line.
Hits the second one as well. So she's got 13. She had 16 the other night against Leroy to lead the way. In fact, I think she was the only player in double figures for Metamora. This is Sadie Hamilton on the right wing. Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Emma Junk out there as well. Sharon Diggins in the right quarter with it, and they're going to call a double dribble. When she caught the pass, she'd actually lost a handle on it, and it bounced, and she put it on the floor to dribble again. Had that happened the other night, they didn't call that one. I knew that should have been a double dribble, and that was a correct call there.
I think official Joe Thompson was just waiting for her to put that on the floor because that whistle came quickly.
Yep, and she did exactly that. Now Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, and down on the left block, Phillips can't hit the easy one. Samp with a weak side rebound, up off the glass and got it. So Samp now with 14 in the ball game, and it's 38-36 streak, 7:16 to play, third quarter. Right wing, this is Jessica Lieber, drives inside the free throw line, left wing to Hannah Smith. She'll fire the three, it's short, rebound Casey Williams, 10-footer in the paint, off the back iron, no good. Casey tips a rebound up, Jessica Lieber brings it down, puts it up, can't hit. Myra Diggins, weak side rebound, leans in, can't hit, but she gets fouled, so Myra will go to the free throw line. Could have been one of two players. I think it's going to go against Phillips. It goes against Elise Nauman.
So persistence in pounding the board. That time gets the Silver Streaks four shots at the basket. None of them went in, but we've got a couple of free throws coming with Myra Diggins.
Myra was 6 points in the first half, 2 for 2 from the line. And she, that one didn't look very good. Like I said, she didn't take her time at all on that one. Just fired it quickly and kind of off the left side. Wasn't centered at all. But she'll have another crack at it as Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins check back in. Chloe Anderson awaits, replacing Myra Diggins, who hits the second, and she's got seven, and make it 39-36 streak, 7:01 to play here in the third quarter. The Redbirds will bring it the length of the court. It'll be Phillips to inbound. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Phillips got herself under the basket, finally got it into Samp. Back to Phillips, runs it across, and now wide open down on the other end, running down the right side, lay it up and in is April Roman, her second basket, and make it 39-38 streak. Sadie Hamilton between the circles with it against a man-to-man defense, working against Samp, runs down the right side of the lane, leans in, the runner up off the glass and got it. Tried to draw the contact there, but still gets it up off the glass and in, and make it 41-38, quickly back the other way. All the run is Galandri. She can't hit the shot. Sharon Diggins down with the rebound. Streaks on the run. Sharon stops. Nope. Hesitation dribble right baseline. Kicks it out to Rainey Sibley. Left wing over through her, though. Rainey couldn't reel it in, and the Streaks wasted an opportunity there. They had to had the numbers that time.
Yeah, an impressive basket by Sadie Hamilton the last time down, because you know Sadie could take it with a straight drive and then put it up off the glass, but she got bumped pretty well going down the lane. Actually more like a guard that time, the way she was bumped out and still had the presence to put a soft touch off the glass from a distance and make it.
Now Allison Mangieri knocks the ball away, comes up with a steal in the backcourt. Gives to Jessica Lieber, also Emma Junk, Danny Teal, Myra Diggins in for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber over the top pass, Myra Diggins down on the left block, caught it. Did that in the first half as well. That lob pass over the top, Myra puts it up and in. She's got nine, make it 43-38 Streaks. Quickly back the other way, left block, Roman, 10-footer no good. Myra with the rebound, Streaks with numbers. Allison Mangieri, right wing on the dribble, stops. Now kicks out to Jessica Lieber, long three-pointer from the right side, off the rim short, rebound Allison Mangieri. She got bumped from behind over the back. Is going to be called against Anna Galandri, and that will be her third foul, I believe. If I'm looking right, let's see.
Got a line on that shot by Jessica Lieber. I thought it was going in.
Yeah.
It was just off. Of course, she hit one there at the end of the first half, and she and Diggins both starting to warm it up a little bit from the three-point line.
43-38 Streaks. That is a third foul on Galandri. So Nauman and Galandri, three fouls apiece for Metamora. Sadie Hamilton, three fouls for the Streaks. 5:48 to play third quarter. Rainey Sibley inbound, tried to get to Casey Williams on the block. Ball bounces out. Sharon Diggins comes up, gives to Chloe Anderson, right wing. Air balls the three-pointer. On the rebound on the weak side, Rainey Sibley hauled it in, but her foot was on the baseline. So the Redbirds will bring it the length of the court. Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, and Casey Williams in for the Streaks. Full court pressure. This is Wick. Runs it across midcourt, right side. Had Samp open under the basket. Didn't see her there. Now drives in and tried to get the pass through there. And we're going to have was it a kick or a bump foul? No, it looked like the Streaks kicked it away. So the Redbirds will have it on their own right baseline. Yeah, Samp was up there jumping and clapping. She was wide open under the basket, and Zwick just didn't see her. Inbounds comes to Samp on the right block. Ooh, a blocking foul. Casey Williams. Boy, she's getting some tough calls the first couple of games here.
She got beat up on that one.
Yeah, looks like she might have gotten a knee or an ankle as Samp ran into her. And that will be the third foul now on Casey Williams at the half. Or rather, a couple of minutes ago before halftime, Illinois leading just 27-25 over who? Lipscomb. I don't know. I believe it's actually David Lipscomb. I'm not sure, though.
Well,
I'm not sure.
I wonder
sure.
What I their think, nickname
yeah.
is.
Yeah, that who knows? Shot up and no good. Chloe Anderson with a rebound for the Streaks. Quickly up to Rainey Sibley, left wing, and she's fouled. Reaching in is Phillips. And that's going to be her second. Well, let's see. That might be her third foul, too. Yep, now she's got three fouls. So Metamora is starting to get into a bit of foul trouble, which you don't want when you have to substitute as much as they do.
Yeah, and depending how deep you're comfortable going on the bench, it can be a real problem. If you only have confidence in eight or nine players and you lose a couple, then you're going to get winded real fast against this Gelsberg rotation.
Now a reach against Roman. That's going to be just her first foul, though. And now quickly, fourth team foul on Metamora. 5:19 to play third quarter. Line change for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, and Danny Teal in. Galesburg leading 43-38. They were up 38-32 at the half. Smith inbound, gets to Emma Junk. Ball goes into the backcourt. Got to run it down, Emma. And picking it up, diving after it was Phillips. Nice heads-up play. She called timeout.
Hey, you're right. Emma was scared to pick that ball up for fear of the over and back call.
Yeah.
But you got to pick it up whether the whistle is going to blow or not, because otherwise it's like in football, if you know, let a kickoff land, you got to go get on it or it'll be points for the other team.
Yeah, you're better off just taking the turnover, making them inbound from midcourt. And what happened on that one, the inbound play, the pass was like kind of down at her ankles and bounced off her foot into the backcourt. Nice hustle by Phillips down there, as it's a 30-second timeout that was called by Metamora. Phillips made the call after she had dove after the ball and picked it up. 5:14 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 43-38.
You know, less than a week away from the first conference game for these Galesburg girls.
Tuesday night. And it's a different schedule with that. Different with the Thanksgiving tournament and these Thursday night games. As a three-pointer is fired from the left baseline by Phillips. No good. Running down the rebound is Guzman for Metamora. Ooh, Danny Teal ran into Zwick going after the steal. Looked like a pop Danny right in the jaw, but she pops right back up. She's okay. I told you, she's a hustler. I think Zwick maybe, I thought it looked like Danny got the worst of that. Maybe Zwick did, because she's kind of swinging that arm around a little bit sore. But, yeah, different start to the conference schedule. The streets will open with the Moline Maroons up at Wharton Fieldhouse.
And you then, say there's some scouts here?
Oh, yeah. Steve Ford's right up there. Yep. And as the ball gets, jump ball called on the baseline. Jessica Lieber and look like Roman going after it. Possession or points for the streets. But the streets open up three road conference games. The first two are at Moline and at Rock Island.
Ouch.
Allison Mangieri, three-pointer right wing. It's an air ball, too strong. Rebound comes out long and goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Metamora. I'm not sure the one official that made the call wasn't sure who it went off of. They're going to say it. Nobody touched it, I guess. 4:54 to play in the third. Phillips to inbound. And a push call. The official way, way, way down on the other end of the court called that push on Allison Mangieri. That's her second. Four now on the streaks here in the second half. And they'll inbound from in front of the streaks bench again. Had to bring it from three-quarter court. Boy, she missed Zwick on the inbound. Finally got it in to Guzman. Now back to Phillips. She's on the run. Three-on-three break into the paint from straight on. Too hard off the glass. Emma Junk with the rebound. Has it knocked away. Roman comes up with it. And a travel. Yep. It was Guzman. She went to fake and then drive. But on her fake, she actually came off the floor with both feet.
Well, Metamora has cut down their turnovers here, at least so far in this third quarter, after coughing it up 22 times in the first half. They've had only two turnovers here in the third period, but they haven't been scoring very much either. Only 6 points in the period, and the streaks holding on to that five-point lead.
Sadie Hamilton, Danny Teal, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber for the streaks. This is Jessica Lieber out high right side, three-pointer, short rebound off the hand of Myra Diggins, with Sadie able to bring it down, splits the defenders, kicks out to Allison Mangieri, top of the key, now picks up and gives to Jessica Lieber out between the circles. 4:22 to play in the third. Myra Diggins out high right side to Jessica Lieber. Give and go to Sadie Hamilton running down the right side. Knocked away from behind by Samp. And Sadie hustles and runs after it. And a jump ball is going to be called. And they're letting them play out there. That's for sure. Boy, great hustle by both Kyler Samp and Sadie Hamilton going after that one.
Yeah, both of them ended up on the floor. And what looked like it was going to be a turnover. The streaks were trying to head the other way. Didn't happen. And so Metamora will get it back here. 4:12 to go, third quarter.
43-38 streak. Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Paige Klink in for the streaks. And it comes to Anna Galandri. Galandri on the dribble, gets to Phillips. Phillips on the run, left side down, the left side of the lane. Nobody cut her off, stepped in and laid it up and good. Phillips with nine.
Used a nice screen by Elise Naumann that time, and Elise just shielded off two Galesburg defenders there and made for the layup.
Casey Williams, three from straight on, can't hit, and the rebound comes down to Galandri, and she stepped on the line. The scoreboard's wrong. They got a 43-23 now. 43-40. There we go. That looks a little bit more like what it should be. Streets get a break there as Galandri tried to save it inbounds and stepped on the inline. Rainey Sibley inbound from the right baseline to Sharon Diggins. Three-pointer, right wing is too hard. Casey Williams with a rebound, got pushed on it, pushed on the shot on the second time, and I think it's going to go against Samp. And Casey Williams goes to the free throw line. So Kyler Samp picks up the foul. That'll be her third now. They can ill afford to lose her of any of the players on this Metamora team. Casey Williams, 5'9", freshman at the free throw line. First free throw is up and good.
Yeah, and when Samp went out at the two-minute mark of that just before halftime, I think it was a tie ball game. Streaks went in the locker room up by six, and now Samp will come out for a little while.
So Casey Williams, a freshman with her first varsity points. Of course, sister of one of the boys' players from last year, Garrett Williams.
Yep.
And she goes and gets her second point as well. Make it 45-40 streaks as she hits both free throws. Full court pressure from the streaks. And, wow, what a great play by Myra Diggins. Phillips couldn't get it in. Tried to throw it off the leg of Myra. Myra so quick, she nearly grabbed it out of there, but they're saying it was a kick. I don't know about that.
Well, the Galesburg student section didn't really agree with that, did they?
No. Casey Williams now with a steal at midcourt. Gives to Sharon Diggins. Now between the circles, Paige Klink. Left wing to Rainey Sibley. Rainey penetrates. Scoops the shot up to runner off the glass too hard. Rebound comes down to Galandri for Metamora. Galandri across midcourt. Left side on the dribble. Now, what's the call?
Illegal pick, I think,
I
out
think
there by
Phillips. Is
by
that
Phillips,
it
yeah.
Yeah, they called the block on her. And that's her fourth. And she's one of their better ball handlers, so you know, they don't want to lose her either, but she's going to go to the bench. Zwick's going to come back in and replace her. For the Streaks, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, and Chloe Anderson check back in with 3:31 to play in the third quarter. Streaks leading 45-40. Halftime, Illinois up 33-26 on Lipscomb. Sadie Hamilton between the circles, out high left side to Hannah Smith. Smith gets to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side, looks over the defense, gives to Allison Mangieri, right wing, 3:18 to play in the third. Jessica Lieber now drives to the free throw line, pulls it back out, top of the key, hands off to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie picks it up and hands back to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. One-on-one against Zwick, down to the right wing, now picks it up, gives to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, drives in. Nice dish to the right side to Chloe Anderson, leans in, nope, they're going to call travel. I kind of had a feel of the way the official was moving. Chloe had to split the defenders. A nice feed over the top from Sadie, but Chloe had to split the defenders, and as she did, she drug that pivot foot before she went up.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Officials have a body language, and they knew you could tell he was going to start rolling those arms.
Now beating the defense back is Malman, and she puts it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. 45-42 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Top of the key, it is Sadie Hamilton. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Jessica Lieber. They're going to call that same call on her. It's a moving screen is what's being called. It's been called a couple of times on Metamora. I think they called it on Emma Junk earlier, and now Jessica Lieber got called for it as she was just moving as Sadie was. I mean, she didn't really try to stop and set a hard pick. She was just kind of moving, trying to make the defender go around her, but they called it the moving screen.
Yeah, I think maybe Coach Steve Gorell of Metamora planted a seed. That call had gone against his team several times, and the officials were looking for it on Galesburg there.
Ball goes to four. Streaks can't come up with a steal. Two-on-one break for Metamora. Samp on the left side on the feed from Yeager. Puts it up and in. And make it 45-44 Streaks. Now Sharon Diggins drives right baseline. Leans in. Oh, nice look to her sister. Myra Diggins on the left block. Puts it up. Can't hit, but she's fouled. And I'm not sure which one it's going to go against. There are two red jerseys there. It's going to go against Yeager.
Well, I think Metamora has pretty well abandoned the three-point shot. They hit a few early, but they're getting so many great opportunities inside. And if this remains a battle of two-pointers, I like Metamora's chances.
Yeah.
Galesburg built their lead by finally hitting a couple of threes there before halftime. Here in this third quarter, we've got nothing to show from the three-point line, and we're clinging to a lead.
First free throw for Myra, up and good. Second one in and out, no good. Rebound comes down. They're going to say it went off of Zwick last as there was a collision between Zwick and Myra and Rainey Sibley. Great hustle by Rainey again, but they're going to say that no foul, but the ball went off of Zwick last. Streaks and inbound from their own left baseline. Rainey Sibley will trigger. Emma Junk, Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink also on the floor. Sharon drives in right side, runner up and no good. Rebound tipped around, finally brought down by Yeager. Knocked away by Rainey Sibley. And I think they're actually going to call the foul on Sharon Diggins. Rainey's the one that actually reached in and knocked that away. But Sharon gets called for the foul. Her second. And we've got five team fouls. And apparently one of the Metamora players had some blood on her knee. Looks like it's Roman. Or no, it's actually Samp.
She had a tough night.
Yeah.
Rolled her ankle, was down, out for a while. She got a cut on her knee. And if that's the case, she'll have to come out.
Yep. And that's not who Steve Gorell wants out.
She stays over with the trainer. I'll have to get a Band-Aid or a wrap or something on that.
She's got 16 points on the night, same as she had the other night in the ball game. 2:17 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 46-44. Yeah. And a traveling call on Caitlin Hartnett, 5'3 junior. She came right. I thought it was going to be an over back or a travel.
As soon as she picked it up, you know a turnover was not far away.
Emma Junk to trigger for the Streaks at midcourt in the backcourt to Paige Klink. Cross midcourt, right side on the dribble. Gives to Emma in the center circle. Out high right side to Myra Diggins. Now to Paige Klink on the right wing. Back to Sharon Diggins. Top of the key. Long three-pointer from straight on. Bounces high. Bounces off. No good. Paige Klink with a rebound and gets knocked to the floor. No call. Ball's going to go back to the Streaks. They're going to say it went off of Roman last with 1:59 to play in the third.
Streaks just 2 of 14 from the field here in this third quarter. Have been able to survive by hard work, getting 7 offensive rebounds to keep some chances alive. They've got some free throws and been able to hang on to a slim 2-point lead.
Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. Jessica drives down the right side, lays it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Jessica Lieber, split the defenders, got it up off the glass and in. Near steal by Danny Teal, but now Metamora with numbers. 3-on-1 break. And another carry, they didn't call that on Hartnett. She missed the shot. Jessica Lieber down with a rebound. Now they're going to call a foul. which I'm not sure on that one either. Look, they're going to call, I think, Roman for reaching in, and that's going to put Metamora over the limit. Roman does get the foul, and Jessica Lieber's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 1:36 to play in the third, and the Streaks leading 48-44. Sadie Hamilton, Danny Teal, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks as Kyler Samp comes back in. Got the knee wrapped up there and bandaged up, and she's back in for Metamora.
You know, you noted when Erica Phillips went out for Metamora with the four fouls, you said that could be a real problem because she's a good ball handler as Jessica Lieber hits the first free throw. You've been so right, Tom, because they gave it to Caitlin Hartnett to handle. She didn't get the job done, had a wide-open player down here, and didn't hit her and ended up turning it over twice in a row, and the Streaks taking advantage now as Lieber knocks down her second straight free throw.
That's what you want to see from her. She's got nine in the game. Now a steal by Danny Teal on the inbound. Tried to get it to Chloe Anderson. Chloe couldn't hang on, and now we've got a foul. Who's it going to go against? Let's see. Looks like Chloe Anderson's going to pick up the foul. They're going to call her for a block, and we'll walk it down this way. Both teams over the limit. And going to the free throw line will be Kyler Samp, who was talking to the official about something, some complaint about something that the Streaks were doing. Chloe Anderson with her second foul. 17 fouls on the streak. So Kyler Samp at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 1:32 to play in the third quarter. First shot is up and good.
Well, she's got a nice free throw touch. Pretty shot. High arching shot.
17 points on the game. In fact, she didn't even score in the first quarter. All her points have come in the middle two quarters. That's pretty impressive. Second shot off the back iron. Rolls off no good, but almost had her own rebound. Went off her hands. Jaeger came down with it. Now Samp gets it the second time, can't hit. Gets it the third time, can't hit. Now they're going to call a foul. And I actually thought there was contact on the first two attempts. At that time, I didn't think there was contact, but Samp's going to go back to the free throw line.
And Samp looks exhausted out there, but yeah. A lot of effort on her part to come in there and keep the thing alive and get two more free throw opportunities.
Short on that one. She's starting to look a little bit tired with that one. 50-45.
I talked her up too much.
Emma Junk checks in for Sadie Hamilton. Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, and Danny Teal in for the Streaks. Kyler Samp, 5'11 junior, just a junior at the foul line for Metamora. Missed the second one. Rebound to Chloe Anderson. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Just on the run across midcourt right side. Now drives right baseline. Leans in up off the glass. Got it. Thought maybe they were going to call a foul on that one, but apparently sliding by her was Galandry. And Jessica Lieber put it up and in. Make it 52-45 Streaks. Now we've got the ball knocked away on the far sideline. It's going to go off the Streaks last. And Metamora inbound in front of their own bench as Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Myra Diggins check in. And Emma Junk will stay on the floor with them. 1:06 to play here in the third quarter with the Streaks leading 52-45. Inbounding will be Anna Galandry, one of the three seniors on this Metamora roster. Gets it in to Zwick in the corner. Ball batted away by Myra Diggins, and Metamora will trigger in front of their own bench again with 1:03 to play.
I wonder if the student body will have another orange out on Friday. That's kind of cool. They need to put some antlers on some of those
kids. There you go. Samp with a runner, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts a five-footer up and in. Now 19 for Kyler Samp, under a minute to play in the third. Right wing, this is Sharon Diggins, three-pointer up, off the back iron, no good. Myra Diggins has the rebound go off her hands, but it's run down by Rainey Sibley. Paige Klink back to Rainey, left wing. She'll penetrate the runner up, and she got fouled. I think it's going to go against Samp. If that's so, that's her fourth foul. Who's it going to go against? He's looking at both players. Oh, yeah, it does go against Kyler Samp, and that is her fourth foul. Either way, it would have been better off for Metamora for that to have gone on Jaeger. But, yeah, I think it was Samp that reached in and raked Rainey Sibley across the arm. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots. Missed it. Oh, did they say that was on the floor?
Yeah.
Wow, she was going up to shoot that. Okay, I guess that was the front end of one and bonus then. Looked like a shooting foul. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound Myra Diggins. And now Jaeger does pick up her fourth foul. She went over the back of Myra Diggins as Myra went high for that rebound. So now Jaeger with four, Samp with four, Phillips with four, Nauman with three for the Streaks. Three fouls on Casey Williams and Sadie Hamilton. Myra Diggins at the free throw line with a chance, or actually this is going to be two shots now because that's the 10th team foul on Metamora with 30.3 to play in the third quarter and the Streaks leading 52-47.
Coach Gurrell of Metamora ready to have a fire sale as far as getting some players in off the bench to try and get her people with four fouls to sit out here for a little while. He'd hate to lose some of them before the third quarter expires.
So Samp goes to the bench, as does Jaeger and Galandri. Galandri with three fouls herself. Myra missed the first shot. Eyes a second, and that one is good.
A real chance for Gelsberg to put this game away early in the fourth quarter with all the foul trouble with Metamora. You can't think he's going to open the fourth quarter with those girls.
And Guzman travels with the basketball, trying to go too fast. She got it across midcourt, and just when she tried to stop out on the right wing, drug the pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back with 27 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Myra Diggins. This is Emma Junk out between the circles, out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Dribbles right, stops, top of the key. Three-pointer is blocked, but Sharon Diggins able to bring the rebound down. Now the ball goes to floor. We have a tie-up. Nice hustle. Also, Jessica Lieber dove in there, and Emma Junk able to jump in and tie it up. And Coach Massey was going to make a wholesale change there, and he changed his mind with 13.5 seconds to play.
Sharon Diggins, great anticipation. That shot from Lieber got blocked, and quick as a cat, Sharon just snuck around her defender and was able to get that ball off the floor with a sliding headfirst dive.
Jessica Lieber, right wing, 9 seconds to play. Now with eight on the dribble with seven. Gives to Emma Junk with six. Now Myra out high right side with four. Jessica Lieber drives right baseline. Layup up off the glass. Got it with 1 second to play. And Metamora won't even inbound it. We have played three quarters. Galesburg trying to take control. After three, it's Galesburg 55, Metamora 47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, Bobby Panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look at a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. For tonight, clear skies and overnight low of 29. Tomorrow, look for sunny skies and windy, not as cool with a high around 55. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, not as cool once again, with an overnight low of 38. For your Saturday, cloudy and breezy and a high of 58. It's currently 32 degrees in downtown Galesburg at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
A more in-depth look at the day's local news and happenings. The WGIL Evening News, weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway from John Peel Gymnasium. Metamora already with a couple of turnovers. A basket by Sharon Diggins, and the Streaks now lead 58-47. They outscored Metamora 17-15 in that third quarter. Now a foul called on the Streaks. I'm not sure who that went against, but going to the free throw line is Kerry James, a 5'4 sophomore for Metamora.
And Coach Gurrell, sensing the game getting away from his Redbirds, has gone ahead and put Camp back in there with those four fouls. Phillips back in with her four fouls. I think he figures we got to make something happen here. No use keeping those girls on the bench.
Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, and Hannah Smith on the floor for the Streaks as the ball gets knocked away by Zwick. Streaks will inbound from their own right baseline. 7:16 to play in the ball game. Galesburg with a 58-47 lead. That shot by, was that a three that Sharon made earlier in the quarter? Okay, that's why it was off a point. Okay, so Sharon had a three. Casey Williams, three-pointer, top of the key is good!
There we go.
First three of the season for Casey. She's got 5 points. And make it 61-47 straights. This is Zwick in the backcourt, gets it across in the center circle, runs down the lane, now kicks it out left wing to Phillips. Just inside the three-point arc, 18-footer no good. Nice rebound by Myra Diggins, kept Samp off the board. Now Hannah Smith on the run. Gets right wing, Allison Mangieri. She'll fire the three and got it!
Everybody's in
there. There we go. First three of the season for Allison Mangieri and make it 64-47. Running down the right side, Phillips shot blocked by Myra Diggins. Myra just kind of running alongside her and Phillips just kind of ran the ball into her. And Steve Gorrell does not like what he sees and calls a timeout, and this is a full timeout. We will take one as well. 6:39 to play. It's Galesburg 64, Metamora 47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Craddy. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Everybody knows a game is better with a goal. The goal is better with announcers.
Goal!
Announcers are better in the movies.
With no plot.
Movies are better with fast cars. Cars are better when they take you to McDonald's. McDonald's is better with Coke. Coke is even better when it's a buck. Get any size Coca-Cola or soft drink for $1 at McDonald's. And it really doesn't get any better than that. The simple joy of better. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
Hi, I'm Dave Scholl with the Galesburg Rescue Mission, inviting you to join us for our annual Harvest Time Charathon, beginning Saturday at 7 a.m.
.6:39 to play the ball game from John Field Gym. Tom Meredith along with Jim Lee. Streaks lead 64-47. Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. This is Paige Klink out high on the right side to Sharon Diggins. Right wing, top of the key, Emma Junk. Left wing, it goes to Rainey Sibley. Penetrates, kicks back out to Paige Klink. Now right baseline, three-pointer. Sharon Diggins is good! What's that, three in a row we've hit?
Four.
Four in a row.
Couldn't make one in the third quarter to save our life, but now we hit four straight to open this fourth quarter.
And now the Streaks hit it back on another Metamora turnover on the full court pressure.
Yeah, we sense an opportunity for Galesburg to blow this thing open early in the fourth, but not really in the way we thought. Four straight three-pointers, forcing Metamora to play all their players with four fouls, but that hasn't even made a difference. When you're hitting shots like that, yeah, Fouling doesn't even matter.
You know, and that's what happens in this system. If by chance you do get a run like that and you hit some, it's just so easy to get such a huge lead. Or if you're trailing,
come back.
Get yourself back into the ball game. 67-47, Streaks lead. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, leans in up off the glass and got it. They're not going to stop her going that way too quick. Huge night for Sharon.
We could do no wrong so far in this fourth quarter.
She's got 16. Quickly back the other way. Sam gets an easy one under the basket. Her first basket of the fourth quarter. She's got 21. Now a nice look underneath to Chloe Anderson for midcourt from Paige Klink. But while Chloe was trying to gather herself to put the shot up, shuffled the feet, and the Streaks turn it over with 5:36 to play, but leading by 20, 69-49.
Galesburg entered the fourth quarter shooting just 19 of 61 from the field. But we've hit all five of our attempts, including four three-pointers. Metamora on the night is 19 of 49 from the field.
So in under 3 minutes, the lead went from 8 to 20. Now back to 18 as Samp gets another easy one. Make it 69-51. Three-pointer, Allison Mangieri. Right wing is good!
Unbelievable.
72-51 streaks. Phillips in the backcourt, and they nearly throw it away again. Zwick able to run it down, and she traveled with the basketball, so it is another Metamora turnover.
Well, and it's interesting because all of these three-pointers have come within about a 12-foot swath of being in the same place over here on the right side of the basket.
Now it's Jessica Lieber with the top of the key, dribbled off her foot, but able to run it down as Allison Mangieri. Now gets to Casey Williams out right of the center circle. Now to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side, under 5 minutes to play. The Fighting Illini up 37-33 with about 18 minutes to play in that ball game. And we will, as soon as we're done with the post game here, we'll pick up the remainder of that game here on WGIL. Jessica Lieber, top of the key, penetration. Nice look underneath. Myra Dickens on the left side, lay it up and in. Hook pass over the top from Jessica Lieber, no look. Now Jessica Lieber with a steal. Three-pointer, left wing, it's off the back iron, no good. Just about where she made the one to end the game last night on the Streaks, lead 74-51. What a great pass by Jessica Lieber. Drew the defender. No look hook pass over the top to Myra Diggins for the easy two.
Jessica will be one of the leading scorers, if not the leading scorer on the team this year. But that's not what she does best. It's obvious after just seeing one game here tonight. She's Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
I mean, she loves to make the big pass.
And she's a creator. She can create for herself as well. She can take it and score. She can shoot the three, but a really good ball handler and proved it right there. Now driving down the right side is Zwick. That's the first time she scored since the first quarter. She's got seven, make it 74-53. Sharon Diggins swings it to Rainey Sibley, left side. Faked it, put it up off the glass. She kind of faked, showed the ball to the left, scooped it up with the glass off the right, and put it up and in. Her first basket of the night, make it 76-53. Shot up and no good. On the rebound, we're going to have a foul that's going to go against Chloe Anderson, I believe, as she was going after it along with Roman. Yep, Chloe Anderson picks up the foul. That's her third, and going to the free throw line will be Roman with two shots.
Unselfish play on the other end, too, by Sharon Diggins, who's had a hot hand, and you might think, well, she's going to launch it again, but her footing wasn't quite set, and she recognized that. Rather than force one up, threw it across the lane to her teammate, who got a bucket inside.
April Roman at the free throw line. First shot is off, no good. 4:08 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 76-53. Checking back in, Zwick will go to the bench, and it'll be Caitlin Hartnett, the 5'3 junior, who had some trouble handling the ball in that third quarter and early in the fourth quarter when the Streaks started to go on a bit of a run. Boisterous Streaks student section tonight, the orange out night. When does the hunting season actually start?
Is it tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow? Okay.
Right and early.
So, yeah, maybe they will do it again tomorrow night, unless they're all too tired and they won't be at the game. I hope that's not the case. Rainey Sibley on the right wing, top of the key, Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three from there. It's good! It's her fifth three of the ball game. Sharon with 19 points, a career high. And now the Streaks get it back on another Metamora turnover with 3:52 to play, leading 79-53.
You know, every once in a while you hear some story about some mathematician or probability guy that says there's no such thing as momentum. There's no such thing as a hot hand. Well, all he has to do is come out here,
exactly,
watch this fourth quarter tonight. You have a hard time selling me on that. Streaks have got both the momentum and the hot hand here as they are blowing this thing wide open.
Hannah Smith, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri in for the Streaks. This is Jessica Lieber, right wing to Allison Mangieri. Now Sadie Hamilton out high right side. Tried to get to Hannah Smith, knocked away. Sadie runs it down near midcourt on the dribble and gives to Jessica Lieber out right of the center circle. Back to Sadie between the circles. Gets a pick from Jessica Lieber. Goes down the right side of the lane. Nice dish to Myra Diggins. Drew the defender. Made the pass. Myra lays it up and in. And make it 81-53 Streaks.
Just putting on a clinic in this fourth quarter after a very sloppy three. They have been very impressive in the fourth period.
Right wing, this is Galandry. Goes to the baseline. Nice dish inside to Roman. Puts it up. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again and got that one to fall. April Roman with 6 points and make it 81-55. Long down court pass. Jessica Lieber to Myra Diggins running the court. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Myra having a huge night as well. She's got 17. Two behind her sister at this point. Under 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. 83-55 Streaks. Top of the key. This is Galandry. Hits from just inside the three-point arc.
One of the very few shots from anywhere but under the basket for Metamora. That's in the last couple of quarters.
See, that's just her second basket of the ballgame. 83-57 Streaks. Sadie Hamilton. Ball gets knocked away. Myra picks it up. Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Three-pointer is good. Nothing but net for Jessica Lieber. Her first basket of the fourth quarter. Second three of the night. She's got 16. Make it 86-57. Galandry, right wing. She'll fire a three of her own and got it.
Everybody's loose right now.
I guess so.
Not any pressure, and they're shooting like they're not feeling any nerves at all.
Sadie Hamilton drives down the right side again, split the defenders, laid it up too hard, and she got the rebound. They're going to say she hadn't established herself back in bounds, though, after she had gone out, and a fresh five comes in for the streak, and four for Metamora. For the Streaks, it's Casey Williams, Marissa Miller in for the first time this season. Marissa, a 5'5 junior. Also, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Paige Klink in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 2:04 to play in the ballgame, and a full timeout called by Metamora. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 86, Metamora 60. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Holiday House Walk returns Saturday, December 3rd. Take the annual Civic Arts Center's fundraiser walk through six Galesburg homes, open to the public, December 3rd, 11 till 4 o'clock. For the route and the addresses, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2:04 to play in the ball game from John Field Gymnasium. Tom Aramuth along with Jim Lee. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have had just an outstanding fourth quarter. They led 55-47 heading into the fourth and now lead 86-60. Full court pressure. This is Zwick in the backcourt with it. Gives to Stephanie Slyman, a 5'6 senior in for Metamora for the first time. Slyman on the dribble, right wing, gets it down on the block. Turnaround is up and good by Elise Naumann, her second basket of the ballgame. Now some token full court pressure from Metamora. Now they'll drop back, and Paige Klink brings it across midcourt, gets to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Out to Casey Williams, out high right side, swing it left side to Rainey Sibley. Ball knocked away, Rainey able to run it down on the left wing. Gives to Casey Williams, now Paige Klink, right baseline, Sharon Diggins, she'll fire another three, why not? Nope, missed that one. Rebound comes down to Naumann, but Sharon there to knock the ball away. Oh, she's going to get called for the foul. Hustle foul, though, diving after a loose ball, and it was Zwick actually just tripped over Sharon while she was diving after that loose ball, and Sharon unfortunately got called for the foul on that.
Coming out of that timeout, I believe there was about 2:02, 2:04 left in the ball game. And we looked down, and we knew the streaks had been hot, but they scored 31 points in just under 6 minutes of this fourth quarter.
Wow
31.
That is amazing. You know, that's the thing. You know, when you're running this system, you're never out of a game. Because even last night, I was getting a feeling they were down by 10, down by 10. Even they're down by 5 with a minute to play. But, I mean, it wasn't the threes that were getting them back in. Obviously, the three that won the game. But it was this defense, you know, causing the turnovers and getting some easy shots.
Well, you know, there's going to be, even in a minute's time, there's probably going to be 5 or 6 changes of possession the way these teams play it. And so you always have that opportunity if you stay within shouting distance.
Zwick hits 1 of 2 from the free throw line. The rebound went off the hands of the Streaks last, so Metamora will inbound from their own right baseline. Phillips will do the honor. Danny Teal, Emma Junk, Marissa Miller, also Hannah Smith and Allison Mangerian for the Streaks. And Danny Teal got the block on Samp and now tied her up afterwards, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. I'm not sure how Danny got up high enough to get that, but she blocked the shot of Kyler Samp, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Casey Williams, Hannah Smith now in for the Streaks, along with Marissa Miller, Allison Mangieri, and Danny Teal. Hannah Smith on the dribble on high right side. Right wing pass stolen away, and, well, they're going to say that Phillips stepped on the sideline, so the Streaks will get it back on the near sideline with 1:15 to play in the ballgame. Checking back in for Metamora, Kerry James, a 5'4 sophomore. Also back in, Caitlin Hartnett, 5'3 junior, as Phillips goes to the bench, as does Zwick. And a new player coming in, Olivia Schneider, a 5'11 junior, in for the first time tonight for Metamora. She replaces Samp, who goes out with 23 points. I'm assuming that's all we're going to see of those players tonight. And I'm guessing this streak squad that's out there is going to finish the game as well. Hannah Smith gives top of the key out between the circles. Casey Williams. Casey on the dribbles, down the right side, scooped it up, got it in one. Blocking foul. Nice job by Casey Williams. The block on another new player in, Cecily Vanderveer, a 5'9 junior, and Casey Williams with a chance at the traditional three-point play.
Well, this is the difference between the boys and the girls' games in many cases. The boys' game at this point, you have your sure ball handlers who dribble the thing all over the court. You either have to foul them or let the thing run out. Here they just keep going right at the basket until the final buzzer sounds.
Casey Williams converts a three-point play, make it 89-62, a minute to play in the ball game. Left baseline with it, Slyman. Now this is James on the dribble right side. Stops in the paint. 10-footer is up and good.
Well, Metamora has quietly had a pretty good fourth quarter as well, offensively.
Make it 89-64. Three-pointer right wing. Allison Mangieri is long. Rebound comes down to Stephanie Slyman for Metamora. 42 seconds to play in the ballgame. 89-64 Streaks. Now Metamora with another turnover. Just that ball was thrown to nobody by Slyman. And the Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court. Illini up 46-33 in the second half of their ball game with Lipscomb. As soon as we wrap up our broadcast here from John Thiel Gym, we'll set it for the remainder of that one. This is Danny Thiel, left wing on the dribble, picks it up now, gives down on the left block. Allison Mangieri, five-footers up, a little bit short on it, and then the rebound comes down to Sliman, and her outlet pass knocked away by Hannah Smith. And Metamora will bring it the length of the court with 21.8 seconds to play. Streaks leading 89-64. And Streaks will drop back now and pick up in midcourt. Hartnett with it on the dribble against Hannah Smith. Stops at the free throw line. Nice bounce pass and the shot blocked by Casey Williams as Vanderbilt went up with it. Metamora gets it back. Hartnett, 18-footer is no good. Rebound Hannah Smith for the Streaks. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Hannah Smith in the paint. Kicks out Danny Thiel. Three-pointer left wing at the buzzer. Bounces off, no good. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 2-0 on the season after a huge fourth quarter as they defeat the Metamora Redbirds. Final score, Galesburg 89, Metamora 64. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win 89-64. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports' number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square down. Town.
Shop Menards Holiday Home Sale for big savings on everything to update your home for the holidays. Give any room a beautiful new look with big savings on flooring. All carpet, laminate flooring, ceramic, porcelain, glass, and natural stone tile are on sale. With Menards huge selection and super low prices, you're sure to find the perfect new look for your home. Save big on carpet, laminate, and more styles of flooring. On sale now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's what you might call a holiday favorite. Come to life on stage.
Have we ever entertained in Galesburg, Bob?
Not that I can recall. We've sang for the troops, danced for Ed Sullivan, and made it big on Broadway. But this is our first time in Galesburg, Illinois.
I hear the Orpheum Theater is a real gem, and we're going to pack the house.
That's the plan. We're bringing the orchestra, the chorus kids, and all the Irving Berlin music that makes Christmas season come to life.
Should we give them a taste?
Well, maybe just a little. 5, 6, 7.
May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
It's a fun show that'll have you tapping your toes and, of course, dreaming of a white Christmas.
Love, laughter, and happily ever after.
I'm Bob Wallace.
And this is Phil Davis. Meet us at the Orpheum Theater this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 or Sunday at 3 p.m. for Prairie Players season opener, White Christmas, the musical, based on the 1950s film.
Directed by Judy Deamer, with musical direction by James Hutchings and choreography by Tim Holmes. Tickets are $17 for adults and $10 for students. Get yours at the Orpheum box office or at theorpheum.org.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Jim Lee, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with an 89-64 win over the Metamora Redbirds tonight, a game that was close for most of it. In fact, even heading into the fourth quarter, it was a close game. The Streaks led 12-11 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Metamora 26-21 for a 38-32 lead at the half. Outscored Metamora 17-15 in the third quarter and were up 55-47 heading into the fourth quarter. And in about a, 2 minute and 50 second span, they were all of a sudden up by
just
20
exploded.
And scored 34 points in that fourth quarter to Metamora's 17. Just an unbelievable display. But that's this how potent this offense can be. We've seen now, the other night we didn't see it because they weren't hitting that well from the field, but now we've seen a game when they do get on it, doesn't necessarily, as you've seen, doesn't have to be the entire game that somebody's hitting. You just go on a run, and there you go.
Yeah, you know, through three quarters, we were shooting less than 30% from the field. And then that fourth quarter, the hit four threes in a row. In fact, we hit, five, six, our first seven shots, and ten of our first 11 in the fourth quarter. You know, go figure, to get that hot. And again, we had a few buddies, but most of them were from the perimeter.
Yeah.
And I think a combination of, again, the girls feeling a little more loose. Plus, Metamora was gassed. I think we were getting a little cleaner looks at the basket than we might have gotten earlier in the evening. And then Metamora having the girls with four fouls, a couple of them really couldn't come out and play as tight a defense maybe as they would have early on. So just combination of those things coming together. And, then it got contagious.
Yeah.
You know, then we had a couple of girls hitting three-pointers that had struggled all night. So.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and that's the thing. I think they were all, obviously, opening game the other night. Some of the girls that had very little varsity or no varsity experience that were in the game. And I think they were just all tight, and everybody was missing. And so they were all tight when they were shooting tonight. Once a couple people started hitting, you know, Sharon kind of really started it with her little run. And once she hit a couple, she was relaxed, and then Jessica Lieber hit one, then Allison Mangieri hit one, and it's like, okay, we're all good now. We can let's just fire them up there. We'll be just fine. And
when we got this buzzer thing down, we hit one at the end of the the half here. Of course,
yep.
Jess hit the game winner the other night.
Mm-hmm.
In the third quarter, we hit a shot at the buzzer here too tonight.
Yeah.
So I hope that continues. That's a handy thing to keep in your hip pocket.
it really is. So the Streaks with a nice win tonight, 89-64 was the final score, as the Streaks defeat the Metamora Redbirds. Glad to have you along here on our post game. We'll run down our stats in just a bit. Also, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Streaks girls basketball here on WGIO brought to you in part by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, this is healthcare. And Galesburg Nissan, once a customer, always a friend. We'll take a timeout and come back and talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Back. Back at John Thiel Gym, Tommy Erdoff along with Jim Lee. The Streaks with a big win tonight over the Metamora Redbirds, 89-64. The final score as Streaks head coach Evan Massey making his way to our broadcast position here. Huge fourth quarter for the Streaks, outscoring Metamora 34-17 in that quarter and coming out with the big victory here tonight. Back in action tomorrow night. The Streaks take on the Red Raiders from East Peoria, scheduled to start at 7:30 once again. And we'll take the air somewhere a little bit after 7 o'clock. Depends on how long the first game runs again tomorrow night. And then Saturday night, the Streaks also back in action. They'll take on the Springfield Senators, and their all-stater Zana Medley. She's already signed her letter of intent to continue her basketball career at the University of Illinois. A very good guard, probably the best player that the Streaks will see during this upcoming season. And see how the Streaks will fare in that game coming up again on Saturday night. The Illinois Fighting Illini in action. A little under 10 minutes left to go in that one. They're leading Lipscomb 55-36. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey and coach nip and tuck game throughout the first half. In fact, the first three quarters. But wow, what a run! And really, at times some textbook basketball and what you want to do in the system during that run in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think Mike Trueblood of the Register Mail said that we hit 12 straight shots there in the fourth quarter. And it was a funny game because I thought we started out in control just like the other night. And then in the middle of the first quarter, we just kind of went into a lull. It's almost like the second or third time kids go in, they don't have quite the same energy. There were loose balls that we didn't get and things like that. A key was, I thought, that little spurt that we had at the end of the first half that opened things up. And then we really felt like we were playing with control in this third quarter. And then it was the fourth quarter, that hot part that really made a difference.
And it just seemed to all come together during that run in the fourth quarter. I mean, everything that you want to do within that system, you were hitting threes, causing the turnovers, and off those turnovers, getting points, which is, I know you've said, a huge thing off of that. And not only hitting the threes, but when the threes weren't there, you're getting some penetration with either some, I know Sadie made some good moves and had a couple of layoffs. Nice dishes from both Jessica and Sadie to Myra wide open under the basket as well.
Yeah, Sadie does a great job of being an extra guard on the floor as far as being able to see things. And, the obvious as you watch it is I thought, obviously, that Sharon and Rainey were great for us up front in the press, that they really did a nice job with it. But what we've got as a team, we've got to get better at the back end of the press. And we've gone through this the last 2 years too, is that it's ugly at the beginning where we're just giving up too many layups. It's frustrating watching and you work hard and you score, and then the next thing you know, they're going down, boom, they've got a layup. And we've got to get our fives actually to get up the floor and be more active and threaten them before they get into the lane. But then we've also got to have people that are going to end up sprint back and cover the weak side block on those things.
It seemed like you could just kind of feel a relaxation come over the girls. I think some of them were uptight as far as the shooting, as much as they had struggled the other night and struggled a little bit early in this game. But once you hit a couple out here, I think you actually hit four threes in a row during that run as well. You just kind of seemed like all of them just all of a sudden okay, it's all right, we can make these. It's just like what we've been doing in the off season.
it was good. And maybe, this may be a game where the part that we just wore them down or something in there. So that was positive.
Well, good win tonight, and back at it again tomorrow night. And I guess, do you feel like playing in a format like this with four games in 5 days, running the players in and out the way you're able to, do you feel like you may have a little bit of an advantage that way? As far as conditioning, early on?
I mean, hopefully we do. Yeah. But, I think a lot of it has to do with who you're playing.
Right.
That Springfield would need maybe another 50 kids to wear their night.
Well, we'll see about that coming up on Saturday night. But to East Peoria tomorrow night. Good win tonight, Coach. Enjoy this one. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency. in Galesburg. We're going to come back, and we will run down our post-game statistics and also, Kevin, up our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 89, Metamora 64. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
What's happening at the Orpheum Theater for the holiday season? Find out tomorrow morning at 8:35 when Kate Francis joins us on the WGIL Morning News.
Back at John Field, M Street's win 89-64 over the Metamora Redbirds. Streaks now 2-0 on the season. Time to take a look at our post-game final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. First off, scoring-wise, a nice balanced attack for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sharon Diggins led the way with 19 points, including 5 three-pointers. 17 points for her sister Myra Diggins, including 5 for 8 from the free throw line. 16 points for Jessica Lieber, 4 for 7 from the line, a couple of three-pointers for Jessica. 11 points for Allison Mangieri, a couple of three-pointers there in that fourth quarter. 8 points for Casey Williams, including 3 for 3 from the free throw line. She also hit a three-pointer during that run in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Sadie Hamilton. 3 points for Paige Klink. 4 points for Chloe Anderson. 2 for Rainey Sibley. 1 point for Danny Teal. The Streaks hit 10 three-pointers on the game, 15 for 27 from the free throw line, so slightly better from the line than they were the other night. For Metamora, they were led by the junior Kyler Samp with 24 points. She was the only player in double figure. 8 points for Jolie Zwick. Erica Phillips with 9, 4 for Elise Nauman. 7 points for Anna Galandri. 2 points for Carrie James. Cassidy Yeager with 1, 6 for April Roman. 2 points for Isabella Morbidelli. 9 for 22 from the line for the Redbirds.
Silver Streaks, after three quarters, were just 19 of 61 from the field, but hit 13 of 19 in the fourth quarter to finish the game 32 out of 80 from the field and get up to 40%. Meanwhile, Metamora was 8 of 15 and a decent fourth quarter offensively, but they, on the other end, are watching the Streaks just rain in shots. Metamora finishes the game 26 of 61, 42%. Rebounding edge goes to, I'm going to get Metamora totaled up there. Yeah, they had 30, make that 47 on the boards to 43 for Galesburg. Really didn't matter at that point on the rebounding side of things. The turnovers, a problem early for Metamora, not so much late. They finished, though, with a 36 all told, 12 of those in the first quarter. Silver Streaks just 19 after turning it over only twice in not a perfect fourth quarter, but about as close as you could get for the Streaks on the offensive end of the court, Tom.
All right. Our post-game stats, once again, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Same person all the time, so that's fine.
Back here at John Field Gym, time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGI.
There we go.
Oh, here we go. Are we back? Yes, we're here. John Thiel, Jim. Streaks won it 89-64 was the finals. They defeat the Metamore Redbirds. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And really, it was a close game throughout as the Streaks were up, 55-47 heading into that fourth quarter. But they went on a run in that fourth quarter and went from an 8-point lead to a 20-point lead in a matter of seconds, it seemed like, and due in large part to not only the shooting but also the defensive play of one player in particular.
Yeah, we thought Sharon Diggins was terrific tonight and hit some timely shots for us through the game, but then in that fourth quarter hit a couple of quickly from three-point land, also made a nice assist inside and was able to create some turnovers as she always does. Always quick, and we thought she was the real difference maker tonight. And it wasn't just her, but she seemed to be the one that really got the ball rolling, and everybody else relaxed and had fun and started shooting the ball more free and easy after she hit some big shots for us. Plus, she also hit a shot there at the end of the half, if you remember, the buzzer beater that sent us in the locker room with a six-point lead. So a couple of occasions tonight we thought Sharon was really the one that made the difference.
Kind of a momentum builder there. So Sharon Diggins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Well, we're going to head, after we get done here, to the Illini game. They're up 69-37 with just over 7 minutes left in the game. Jim, thanks to you for your help tonight.
Yeah,
appreciate
my pleasure.
Zarek Gibson on assignment. So Jim Wyman will be along with me both for tomorrow night and Saturday night's game. Eric will be back with us on Tuesday night as the Streaks open conference play on the road at Moline. Final score, once again, Galesburg defeats Metamora 89-64. Thanks to our studio engineer here tonight, Nicole Olin. For Jim Lee, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel, Jim.